What I want to talk about is how to name header rows in Excel so that you, when you're arrowing around through it, whether you're going sideways or up and down, you're going to hear information to tell you what row and what column you're in. And there used to be a way, there is a way to do this in JAWS, which is to, if you wanted to name the header row, you would go to that row and you would hold down Control, Insert, Alt, and then while you're holding those down, make an attempt to press the letter R. And for columns, you would press C with those other three keys. Not only was that a clunky keyboard command, it was also unreliable, didn't always work, and you couldn't share it with other people easily. It had other drawbacks. The way that I'm going to talk about is to use the names feature in Excel. And I know David has been doing this for a long time. So David, if you hear anything that I may get wrong, don't hesitate to jump in and help me out. So I'm going to go to a spreadsheet. It's a spreadsheet of my family information. So across the top of this spreadsheet in row one, I've got name, relationship, birth date, age, street address, city, state, zip, cell phone, home phone, email, social security number, date of birth, date of death, a whole bunch of things. And then down the left-hand side in column A, I've got a list of names. Got my son, my daughter, and grandchildren, and a whole bunch of other people. I've been wanting to know how to do this for years. And every time I would try it, it seemed cryptic and the solution sort of eluded me. But it's very simple. And I learned it from Top Tech Tidbits. So the first thing you do is Alt-M to get to the formulas area of the ribbon, and then you hit an M again, which takes you to name, and then it says define name, and I'm going to hit enter here. Well, let me first tell you where I am. I need to start in the intersection of where the rows and columns meet, so I'm going to start in cell A1, because in A1 is the first name. I'm sorry, A1 is the name header, and going across the right in that same row are the other headers, relationship, and so on. Okay, so I'm back there. I'm going to do Alt-M. I'm going to hit M. It says define name. I'm going to hit Enter. I am going to now type in capital title. And actually, that's all I have to type except for where I want this to end. And I know that my columns go over to column O. So I'm going to type dot, dot, period, period. And I'm going to type a capital O, 50 for 50. So it's going to go down 50 rows and across to column O. And I'm going to tab over to OK and hit Enter. And now if I arrow down through here, it will tell me, no matter what cell I'm in, it's going to tell me, it'll either say I'm in name or relationship. And it gives me all the information I need for the rows and columns. Another beauty of this is that someone who's not a JAWS user can set this up on their computer on a spreadsheet and then send it to you. And if you're using JAWS, you'll be able to read the row and column titles without having to do anything special. There is one other thing I'll mention, and that is that if you try this and it doesn't work, one thing you can do is go into JAWS Quick Settings with Insert V. In the search field, type the word override and then arrow down, and you'll find that there's an override naming field section, a field. And if that's checked, you might want to uncheck that. And that's all there is to it. And once it's done, you never have to worry about it going away. That was a problem I always had with the old naming convention, that sometimes it would just not be there anymore. And if I named everything and then didn't save the thing immediately, it didn't always work. So it was very unreliable.
I'd add one thing, an alternative way to get to define names, which is really the way I do, is just hit applications key, up arrow twice, and you're right there in define names, and hit enter and type in title. So
you put in the last row and column in there. What happens when that gets changed? So you did 50, 050. What if you updated the sheet and now it's 55 rows and less or more than O? What happens?
Okay, what you would want to do then is to edit the naming record.
Oh, you have to go back. Okay.
Right. To do that, you would do an Alt M for formulas and then N as in Nancy instead of M as in Mary. And when you do that, you'll see a list of all of your name options in there. Find the one that you put in by the title. You can look for the edit button and then change that to whatever number of rows you need. But it will stop working below the row that you set it for.
One other thing. If you're doing this on a worksheet and it's the only only table in that worksheet, when you do define names, all you have to do is type in the word title. You don't have to put in a cell range.
Oh, wow.
So one, it's less typing, but then secondly, it doesn't matter if you add more columns and rows. It will continue to work. You do need to put in sort of that that bottom right cell address if you're wanting to do this on more than one table on a single sheet. But if you don't have that, just you write the word title in that top left corner, and that's it.
That's very good to know.
Yeah.
This is getting better all the time. I have to say, I love Excel. It's been one of the most useful Microsoft programs. Well, of all programs, it's been one of the more useful ones I've ever dealt with.
Could you just designate coordinates that are way beyond what you would need?
You can. I've done that, and that does work. So I could have put 100 in instead of 50, but I like David's way even better. If you don't have any other ranges of cells, you can just not put anything. Just put the title, the word title with a capital T, and you're good.
One other thing to know, if you ever use multiple worksheets, and you want to put it in on one sheet and then on another one, within a file, the names have to be unique. So if you do title on one sheet and then on a second, it will tell you, hey, that title already exists. So I will, like, on one sheet, I'll write title one, no space. On the next one, title two, no space. You can't use the word twice in the same file.
Yeah, it is important not to have any spaces in there, though, because it doesn't like that.
And David and Jerry, you might mention that you can just do it for both either a row or a column.
Yes, too. You can say...
So if you don't want all that information, you can set it up that way.
Yeah, if you want it just for columns, which is the case in a lot of spreadsheets, well, actually, it's probably more likely to be the rows. If you want it for just row, you would type capital row, capital title with no space, instead of just typing title. And I don't know how important those words are. They must be important, I guess, because if you just say title, it looks for both rows and titles. Yeah.
The other thing about it is that when you have a large spreadsheet, it can get a little, it's very helpful to do this. And I do it all the time, but I find that sometimes I get a little lost in the cells. It's saying the information, and I think I'm in a certain column or row. And one of the things I think that David, you showed me, and maybe you can speak to this, if you do a sound, I think it's called sound and speech scheme, so that there's a different voice for other information. In other words, the column of just the names, and when you arrow over to another column, the voice will change, and you know that you're off of the first column of names and you're getting the information. I don't know, Jerry, if you've run into this problem where you weren't sure exactly where you were when you were arrowing all the way through a large spreadsheet because it's saying like names. And I just know that I have found that I've been in the wrong thing. And with this sound and speech scheme, and don't ask me, I don't remember how it was set up, but I think David helped me through a training once. It was very useful to have a different voice with some of the other information on the spreadsheet.
It made
it very effective.
Can you have multiple lines of headings, say, for the columns? Is there a way to...
You mean for... In the same range of cells,
right? Because I know when you do it in JAWS, you can define, multiple, say, rows for columns. So if you had columns going across, say it said phone, or say phone, said you had phone, and then underneath a home number, or the next column be home business number, so that when you would do it, it would actually say home business number, home phone number. when you do the headings. So I know in JAWS, when you set define column headings, you actually can do that. So I was just wondering if you could do it this with this approach. It doesn't sound like you can.
I'm going to defer to David on that one because I don't think so, but I'm not sure why you would even want to.
Phone number.
It's because the home phone is going to be in column G and the cell phone is going to be in column H and so on. So there would never be any confusion.
I know I've done this a lot of times where I've had multiple, you know, multiple rows used for the heading of a column.
So yeah. You're talking about using two rows. So
right to have a, if as a heading.
Two.
Yeah,
I
as a heading.
You have to merge.
That's what it sounds like. That's always been a pain. That's always been a pain, especially if you have to if you're playing with stuff.
Okay, you know, it's let great, me clarify. Finished. Why would you ever want to do that? Because I've got home phone and cell phone in two separate columns on it. So the top row,
first cell.
If I go across here,
relationship, E1, birth date, C1, street address, E1.
Well, you have three rows, but you have like John's home number, you know, Frank's home number. And again, put it all in one column.
But I'm not understanding why you would ever on this earth want to do that in Excel.
Say if it's a long, gigantic, long thing that if you had to put it into one cell, it would be a lot of stuff.
But let's say that the information that you wanted to put in the cell was, say, one or two letters, like, say, blood type.
Okay.
Yeah, you could write the words blood type for the whole cell thing. You do it horizontally, but that would make the cell a lot wider than it really needs to be because the blood type itself might be A, B, or O. What John wants to do is to be able to put the word blood on
in
the first
top
row and type in the second row underneath it. And then have all the information.
It would say blood type A, blood type B as the titles.
What you would probably do in that situation is merge a couple of columns together, which you can do. It gets a little complicated.
And that's why I wouldn't want to do it.
How about this for an alternative? I think that still works. Instead of doing that, you can actually put two lines of text within that single cell. So you do blood. And I forget exactly, I think it's either shift, something within the same cell, you can type below blood. So there are two lines within that single cell. So you don't have to do multiple.
Right.
But,
well, it's fine because it would seem to me that if you put it in that, say, I'm just curious that it doesn't have an option for that because it would seem to me if you put the, define the name in the top, the intersection of those two things, it should be a way of telling it, you know, maybe even selecting that intersection row.
The option, John, may be some character like a shift enter or a control enter, which would put like a vertical tab or a line feed or something.
Well, I'm thinking that you may actually, if you select if it's row A, A1 and A2. Or that's where the base of the intersections would be. May you select that and then do a name. I'm just wondering if you define the name, because right now you're going to the top. A1 is defining the whole process here.
Uh-huh.
You're setting the defining the name in A1. Yeah. I wonder if you select A1 and A2 and then define the name for that block, if that isn't how you might do it.
Why? You can merge columns together.
No, I'm not merging. I'm talking about defining the name.
Yeah, you could even put a row below the header row that has more information about what that column means. There's no reason you couldn't do that. You would just have to not start your naming in that row. You would have to start it in the next row because it's going to be looking for data cells once you've named the things.
And title it blood types of everyone and then write the name and then write type and then you're all set.
Yeah. There's also something called auto fit where you can automatically make the cells as wide as they need to be to hold the information that they have and make it visible. But I will tell you, if you're ever going to take a spreadsheet and put it into a Word table, don't use auto fit because it messes everything up. Okay, I think I'm done, Frank.
Thank you, Joe. That was interesting. Thank you, everyone.